Bed bugs are not the only thing disturbing our sleep. Commentator Andre Kudrescu sees a lot of factors at work and laments what sleeplessness is doing to American life.
There is a dream deficit in the nation because of sleeping aids, which either wipe out dreaming or make people unable to remember their dreams. The first signs of the dream vacuum appeared at breakfast tables about 5 years ago when families found that they had no dreams to share. It bothered some people. Telling one's family what one had dreamt used to be a means of communicating thoughts and feelings that could not find any other way of being expressed. The morning silence caused by the dream deficit didn't affect just families. The effects soon reached the workplace. Few people realized what important role dreams played in the office. Dream sharing often provided glue, including a good deal of workplace flirtation based on reporting one's dreams to coworkers, dreams that vividly expressed what could not be said overtly. The workplace became much gloomier and increasingly more Dilbertian. Imagination, never at a premium in most industries, was impoverished to the point of disappearance. Bosses became less confident without dreams to give them clues about their responsibilities, and workers lost whatever incentive they had for staying put. The dream void was even more disastrous at the national level, where the reality of dreams was replaced by the rhetoric of political dreams. Dreamless politicians blustered blithely into the daylight of seeming logic until they were dashed up against the rocks of common sense. Visions of the future ground to a halt in the absence of subconscious maps. In reaction to the destruction of nocturnal adventures, there was a great increase among youth in the consumption of psychedelic substances, which induced waking dreams that helped the young to cope with the lack of dreams in their elders. There are some remedies. You can quit taking sleeping pills, wear a nicotine patch to bed, or deal with insomnia if you must. An insomniac with one dream is more useful to society than a sound sleeper with an oniric void. The trouble is that you can't buy anybody else's dreams. You have to dream your own. If these remedies don't work, employers may be required to make dream vacations part of their health plans. Workers will undergo dream therapy at special resorts run by Jungian therapists. Don't let that happen. Dream now.
Poet Andre Kudrescu edits the online magazine ExquisiteCorpse.org.